Good morning, 8:37. It's F. Alex Morning Tuesday, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means that Kimberly Alacqua is here. Good morning, and welcome back.
Morning, Ted.
And I bet we have soldiers and sailors stuff to talk about. Actually, we have the big thing to talk about. The whole big centerpiece event for the 100th anniversary is almost here.
Yes, in a couple weeks. Actually, our first event's going to be coming up is on October 16th, which is the Salute to Soldiers and Sailors. It's going to be at 2 o'clock outside the hospital in a white tent. So we invite the public to come. Senator O'Meara is going to be our guest speaker. We have some leadership from the hospital speaking. We are going to have a very special resident from the homestead who is going to be singing the national anthem. We're going to be doing a processional of our employees and long-term care residents who are veterans going into the tent. It's going to be a beautiful event. The Penyan American Legion is going to be there doing an honor guard. We're going to have cake, so a lot of celebrating. So that starts at 2 o'clock, and we invite the public to come to that. There's no charge for that. And then on October 24th is a night in the 20s at the Mansion. This is a fundraiser for soldiers and sailors. All money is going to go towards the new digital x-ray suite at Soldiers. Tickets are $70. It's from 5 to 7. It's a cocktail party, heavy hors d'oeuvres, cash bar, and it does include one drink ticket. There's a photo booth and Roaring Twenties theme. You do not have to dress up. If you want to, you can. Tickets are available on our website at flhealth.org. And I also want to thank everyone who has joined our Centennial Circle. Those are donors who have made a gift to soldiers and sailors of $100 or more, and those are all listed on our website. If you're interested in joining the Centennial Circle, there's a link right on the website for that. And one more thing that we're doing with the Centennial is we're doing some drawings for four different gifts that prizes that businesses have donated to us. Some really, we have an overnight stay at the Hampton Inn that comes with a $200 gift card to Cuca Breeze, Staving Artist Side Table with a $200 gift card to Folk Bottle in Penyan, or Horning's Gardening Gift Bundle with a Weaver's View quilt and a gift card to Spotted Duck, and Just Bluffin, a 16 by 20 framed print signed by local artist Monty Emery, and a case of wine from the Cuca Lake Wine Trail. And tickets for that can be purchased at Village Drug, at Administration at Soldiers and Sailors, and at the Bennett House at Geneva General. And then my last update is today is October 1st, so it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we encourage all women age 40 and above to get screened. We are doing walk-in mammograms at Geneva General on October 14th from 8 to 12 and 1 to 4. So just show up, no appointment, and October 9th at Soldiers.
All right. And I know that for people, you know, for some people out in the real rural parts of the county, there are some mobile mammograms that go around and stuff, too. So there's really no reason not to get that test. And I'll wear my pink ribbon tie here, maybe next appearance. I know we'll have a breast cancer awareness show one of the Tuesdays this month.
Yeah, I believe the next one will be Dr. Balthazar, and I believe Lisa Davis. So Dr. Balthazar is amazing. So.
Perfect, yep. All right, so we have a new provider here. Well, provider and administrator.
Yes, we have Greg, because I just got thrown by that. We have Gregory Hoffman-Fragale, who is our chief nursing officer. He joined us in 2023, and then in 2024 in May, he was promoted to CNO. So I'd like to introduce Greg.
And he is a doctor, because he has a doctorate in nursing. So, he's a doctor of nursing. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
So, a first-time question we always ask, a little bit about your background and your education and what got you into nursing, and then nursing administration in a path that also included a stop at what's now Auburn Community Hospital.
Sure. I began my nursing career 32 years ago as a certified nursing assistant working in nursing homes in the Syracuse, Oswego area. In 96, I became a licensed practical nurse, where I also worked in nursing homes and also in hospitals. In 2002, I launched my career as a registered professional nurse at Community General Hospital in Syracuse. I obtained my associate degree and bachelor's degree in science and nursing from Excelsior College in Albany, and later my master's degree in healthcare administration from St. Joseph's College of Maine in Standish, Maine. I started in leadership in 2004 as a per diem part-time supervisor at Auburn Memorial Hospital at their Finger Lakes Center for Living. And then in 2006, I became a director of nursing there. In 2008, I decided to spread my wings and decided to relocate and try leadership and experience that in the New York City metropolitan area, where I was worked for 13 years, holding various roles in very large, clinically complex skilled nursing facilities and academic medical centers at the director level. In 2020, after working at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan, during COVID, I decided to relocate back up to the upstate New York region, where I ended up working as a director of nursing for imaging sciences and interventional radiology for URMC in Rochester. And in 2023, I came on staff with Finger Lakes Health as the associate chief nursing officer. And later on, earlier this year, I was asked to step into the chief nursing officer role.
I was thinking about this. This is a massive job. You've got the surgical nurses and the bedside nurses and the mm-hmm. hospitals. You've got the living centers. You've got the Marion S. Whalen School and the College of Nursing. How do you manage all of this?
Sure. Well, how I manage that is I really have an exceptional leadership team that some of which I inherited, and others of that I have recruited successfully within the last year, that have been very instrumental in raising nursing practice, helping to decrease nurse turnover, and raising the morale of the staff. So having a great team is very essential.
Do you still face, coming out of COVID, staffing shortages? Are you pretty much fully staffed? Are we past that whole thing now?
Sure. Our staffing is an ongoing challenge throughout healthcare in every hospital and nursing home across the state. Most recently, what I'm seeing with our organization, that we've had an increase over the last 6 months of external applicants. So our reliance is gradually reducing on contract staff.
So let's talk about the guiding principle behind nursing at UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health, and that is heart. Health, exceptional care, and service.
Sure. Our main focus is to ensure that our nursing staff provide exceptional care and to our patients, our residents, and our clients with the underpinning that they demonstrate very compassionate care and that they're looking at the patient as a whole person. That's very essential that our staff are aligned with those attributes, and that is something that we instill on a daily basis.
I always ask people in administration, do you miss not being able to do as much hands-on?
Well, to be honest with you, what I try to do is immerse myself episodically to support staff clinically, as well as making frequent rounds in clinical areas to talk to staff and talk to patients. And that allows me to keep a pulse on experiencing that.
I want to talk about, I had not heard about this before, and I saw this on the Finger Lakes Health website, and that's the principle of shared governance. How
sure.
does that work between nurses and patients?
Sure. Well, the shared governance is a model of evidence-based nursing model of practice, which really helps to empower the frontline staff to have a voice through the participation of different types of committees where the frontline nursing staff are involved and participate in decision-making and policy and work environment.
Now, medicine, like many disciplines, is becoming more, as you said, evidence-based. You gather
sure.
statistics. What information do you gather, and how do you evaluate how you're doing, I was going to say as a staff, but really as many staffs all over the health system? How do you sort of post-game what
sure.
we're doing well, what we can do better mm-hmm. at?
Right. So we're constantly measuring things, and that's what we do in healthcare. We look at various quality measures, nursing data, nursing quality indicators. We look at patient infection rates, for example, accident rates, falls, and those types of things. And we look at with the ultimate goal of eliminating those. So we put interventions in place with the input from the various committees to design workflows that will help improve upon those quality measures.
How has the job changed over the years due to technology? We've talked in a lot of, you know, radiology, for example, the digital x-rays and everything. How does a basic nurse's job, how has it changed because of technology?
Right. Technology has allowed for us to support and augment the nursing practice. For example, we have contracted with a company where we provide what's called a med sitter. And med sitters, it's a virtual service which allows an outside vendor that we pay for that supports the patient care and this supports the nursing team to help keep an eye on patients that might be more at risk for getting out of bed on their own, and it alerts the staff to check on them. It's very supportive. Other different modules that are out there are virtual nurse modules, where one of the nursing staff functions as a virtual nurse and completes parts of an admission process intake with a patient. That
a nurse or a doctor can be very skilled technically. Bedside manner, can that be taught, or is that something you have to have in you?
Bedside manner, what I always say to my nurse leaders and my front lines, it's those types of behaviors. Bedside manner is something that's role modeled and learned. Some of the attributes are innate and others can be learned. It's very important that nursing directors and managers role model really good emotional intelligence so that trickles down to the frontline staff and that has a positive effect on patient care and patient experience.
I know that you're actively involved with the College of Nursing and the Marion S. Whalen School. Talk about how those fit into the mission of Finger Lakes Health and what a gem that is to have.
Sure, sure. At our Finger Lakes College of Health Science and Nursing, we're constantly looking at ways of how we can improve the educational experience for our associate degree nurses, as well as making the atmosphere more in the hospital and the nursing homes more conducive for their educational experience. The same thing goes with the Marion Whalen School of Practical Nursing. So we're putting a lot of efforts into fostering those relationships with the nursing staff and tying in the students' experience when they hit the nursing floor is that's a good positive experience so that they want to come work for us.
What do the nurses tell you most that they need?
I would have to say, nurses they're looking for professional development, education, always asking for more staff. That's systemic, I would have to say.
And it must be gratifying. I've talked about a lot of different guests, all of the upgrades and equipment and facilities that have been made over the years. It's just, you know, when your workplace tools are newer and better, it gives you a morale boost.
Right, right. So we're constantly looking at our equipment and ways that we can provide excellent patient care and evaluating those annually when we're looking at our capital budget process. Most recently, from a technological aspect within nursing practice, we've implemented educational monitors, for example, that we've purchased to help educate and remind our staff on our quality metrics and safety, regulatory information and safety to remind them of different elements of their job that's essential.
Our guest this morning has been Greg Hoffman Fergale. He is the Chief Nursing Officer with UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. Great to talk to you. I'm sure we will again. I always enjoy meeting people for the first time, and thanks for sharing what you do.
Awesome. Thank you for your time, Ted.
All right. Kimberly, thank you as always, and say hello to Laura, and keep doing a great job.
I will, and I just have one more quick update.
Yeah.
We are starting a new January LPN class this year. So right now we're accepting applications till January 3rd. The classes start, I believe, January 30th. So it's a brand new class because we're trying to get more and more nurses into the profession. So apply online at flhealth.org, and that will take you right to the Marion S. Whalen page.
All right. Terrific. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Ted.
We'll do this again in 2 weeks. It's 8:52. It's FLX Morning.